The Cleveland Indians will become the Cleveland Guardians thanks to the woke radical left. And the question is, what team is next? Twitter is targeting accounts that support election audits. Plus, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls for abolishing America's prisons. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with the Cleveland Indians because they have bowed down to the woke radical left. Just like the former Washington Redskins, they are changing their name. They're changing their name. And the question is, who or what is next? What team will be canceled by the left? Now, some background. The Cleveland Indians, starting next season, will become the Cleveland Guardians. That's right. They are changing their name to the Guardians. Now, Chief Wahoo, he's been gone for a couple of years, but the Cleveland Indians have existed as a team for over 100 years. But it only takes a few voices from the radical left to send corporate America into a panic. And here's the story. Has a name change ever been so unpopular with the public? Conservative, independent, liberal, libertarian, apolitical, doesn't matter. Almost everyone on the planet outside of Cleveland's crack marketing and branding executives seems to loathe the new name. Well, except for the woke White House, which said it certainly supports the name change. Of course the White House supports the name. They support any left-wing cause. We've seen since they've been in office that the more radical the idea, the more they're in favor of it. But what about the people of Cleveland? They don't even like it. And here's more. So do fans in Cleveland like it? Well, if polling is any indication, that's a fat no. WKYC-TV, an NBC affiliate, found that 27.7% of respondents love the name Cleveland Spiders, which finished first in the poll. No surprise there, the Spiders were a professional baseball team in Cleveland in the late 1800s. Coming in second was the name Cleveland Rockers, which would have celebrated the city being host to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Guardians finished third with 15.5% of the vote, just ahead of some stiff competition from the Cleveland baseball team. Wow. So the Guardians was the third place finisher, just barely beating a generic name. It's like naming your dog Dog and having the team name barely beat that. That's how unoriginal this is and how unlike this new team name is. But as I alluded to earlier, the real question is, what happens next? What name will be changed even though no one out there is actually offended? A 2016 Washington Post poll found that 9 out of 10 Native Americans had no problem with the Washington Redskins as a team name. The NFL franchise has since dropped Redskins from its name, of course, and is currently the Washington Football Team. A 2019 poll, also from the Post, found that Native Americans picked the word proud first regarding the Redskins team name. Overall, across the country, just 29% favor changing the Redskins' name. What this shows is that public opinion and common sense don't matter. The only thing that matters is what the liberal elite think, the woke radical left. If they deem something is offensive, then it's offensive, and it's up to all of us to fight back against it. Most people just want to move on with their lives, go on living, and not being aggravated by these folks, and that's why things get canceled. That's why names get changed. Zachary Faria over at the Washington Examiner, he's looking at what's happening next because the liberal elite, they're not happy with just the Cleveland Indians being canceled. They're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Blackhawks. And here's more. With Cleveland joining the Washington Football Team, the Braves and the Chiefs are the new targets. In USA Today, Peter Funt listed them and the Chicago Blackhawks as teams whose names might reasonably offend Native Americans and will be changed. Steve Hummer of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution agreed with that sentiment, saying a name change for the Braves was inevitable. After all, the Braves trivialized Native American history by adopting the Braves moniker. Unreal. And anyone who actually knows anything about Blackhawk, for example, knows he was a fierce and courageous warrior. he actually teamed up with the British to fight against the Americans in the War of 1812. That's how he is remembered, as this courageous and fierce warrior. That's why his name was adopted by the Chicago Blackhawks. But the woke radical left, they want to sip Starbucks and wear their hipster shades and cancel names like that. All right, so next, let's talk about Twitter. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, so let's talk about Twitter, because big tech is out of control and we know their angle. We know what they've been doing to conservative voices all across the country, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or Google, you name it. They've been targeting conservatives. And we know, especially regarding the 2020 election, if you have people like President Trump or Mike Lindell that talk about the election outcome, they're getting blocked, banned, throttled, you name it. Well, now Twitter is taking it a step further. They're going after people who just talk about election audits, wanting to make sure that the elections are clean for the future. And here's the story. Twitter, assailed by some critics as hostile to conservative voices, has apparently imposed a ban on those seeking to audit 2020 presidential election results, including some involved in the first-of-its-kind forensic audit in Maricopa County, Arizona. Reports first noted the banning of two accounts sharing information from the Arizona forensic audit, but accounts sharing information on audit intentions in other states were suspended by Twitter on Tuesday afternoon, according to multiple reports. This is insane, friends, and this is where we need to contact Congress and get them to do something rather than just stop hauling Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey in front of them and berate them and talk about things. Something needs to be done, because these big tech companies can't enjoy government protections from prosecution while they are out there censoring conservatives. Now, Wendy Rogers, a state senator in Arizona, has been a vocal supporter of the Arizona audits. She tweeted this. Breaking: Twitter just suspended the Arizona audit account as well as the audit war room account. Follow me on Telegram and Gab for when I am booted. I will be next. Friends, companies audit their books. Organizations audit their books. Sports teams have debriefs after major events. After every live show, I sit down and have a debrief on what went wrong, what went right, what we need to improve, what can be better, you name it. And that's just for a live show on my news channel. Here, we are talking about national elections. Every election should have an audit to see what went right, what went wrong, and what we can do better. That is just common sense. And here's more. The accounts included those designed to inform about the Georgia, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Pennsylvania audits, too. Those are among the states that decided the election for President Joe Biden, and the bans come on the day House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's January 6th Select Committee began hearing testimony. Again, every election should have an audit. And what Twitter is doing, what they are doing about going after organizations, these accounts that simply support election audits, shows that something needs to be done. Now, there are members of Congress who are speaking out. They are speaking out vocally. Well, the time for speaking out has ended and something needs to be done. We cannot keep giving government protections from prosecution, from liability to these companies while they do this. It has to end. It has to end now. All right. So next, let's talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she is out there again blasting police. You know, she supports defunding the police. And now she's talking about America's prison system. She was out campaigning for an Ohio Democrat and says about America's prisons, she wants to abolish the whole thing. And why? Of course, because it's racist. And here's the story.
I want to abolish our carceral system that's designed to trap black and brown men. I want justice. I want peace and I want prosperity. That's what I want.
So AOC says she wants peace and prosperity while calling for defunding the police and abolishing America's prison system. Crime is going through the roof in places like Chicago and Los Angeles and Baltimore and Atlanta and New York, Portland, Seattle, on and on and on and on. And why? Because there is no support from the Democrats running those cities. They say to defund the police, And now she says she wants peace and prosperity. Well, on Fox News, Leah Terrell was blasting her, basically calling her this generation's Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, just a race baiter playing on race to advance her cause. Here's Terrell.
I want to be clear on this because this is too important. AOC is a race hustler. Mm-hmm. She's playing the race card, alleging systemic discrimination, institutional discrimination. It does not exist. There is no white boogeyman. If you want to be honest, show the video that you've been showing all day. Look at Chicago. You got a black superintendent, police chief. You got a black mayor. Look at Washington, D.C. There's black people running the system.
And that's a great point. Are we actually supposed to believe there is systemic racism when there's black leadership in these organizations in city after city after city? That this systemic racism is by blacks perpetrating them against other blacks? It makes no sense. But then Leah Terrell was at it again. He was asked about this hypocrisy of the Democrats, who can on one side say they blast the police like AOC, defund the police, and on the other side say, no, not really, we support the police. Here's Terrell.
The media, the left-wing media, is not holding her accountable. They're just allowing her to give these emotional speech without challenging her at all. We're challenging her. Again, look at the video of Chicago and Washington, D.C. Black police chief complaining about this crime. It's happening in communities of color. And you have a double speak here. The Biden administration will not attack AOC because they are afraid of her.
Basically, the left has no problem at all with hypocrisy. And we all know this. Take immigration. The northern border is closed and has been closed. There's no travel. Yet the southern border, people are pouring in, bringing COVID and bringing drugs, bringing gangs, bringing human trafficking. It's no comparison to what's going on at the northern border. No consistency at all. And yet that's just one issue. The left has no problem following the science one day and not following the science the next. Defund the police? We're going to blast the police, but hey, we're going to also say that we really need them. That's the left. That's what's going on. Terrell's absolutely right. All right, so for some more hypocrisy, check out what is going on with corporate America, because they have no problem supporting any left-wing cause, as we saw, cancel culture, name changes, you name it. But when it comes to actually standing up against China for real human rights abuses with the Uyghur Muslims, they are silent. They won't say a word because it affects their bottom line. Take Coca-Cola. They had one of their bigwigs speaking in front of Congress yesterday, refusing to call out the persecution of these people in China. A representative of Coca-Cola refused to answer whether or not China is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims during a congressional hearing Tuesday. Paul Lawley, Global Vice President of Human Rights at Coca-Cola, was evasive when asked by Republican Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton about the plight of the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. Lawley was questioned along with representatives from Visa, Airbnb, Intel, and Procter & Gamble during a hearing on American corporations sponsoring the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. So we've seen this from LeBron in the NBA and companies like Apple. They refuse to speak out against China. Here is part of the exchange between Senator Tom Cotton and the Coca-Cola rep.
That statement at the time that Coca-Cola will not stand up for what is right outside the United States, because that's what it sounds like this morning in this testimony.
No, Senator, we stand up for what is right across the world. We apply the same human rights principles in the United States that we do across the world.
Do you believe that the Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide against the Uyghur people?
We're aware of the reports of the State Department on this issue, as well as there are other departments of the U.S. government. We respect those reports. They continue to inform our program, as do reports from civil society.
How incredibly lame. Coca-Cola is aware of the State Department reports. They respect the State Department reports. Aware and respect. Yet they never talk about or acknowledge what's in the reports. The genocide that is going on in China. Oh, we're aware of that. We respect that, but we're not going to speak out against it. That's what's happening. That's what's going on with Coca-Cola. And here's more of the exchange.
You were asked if Coca-Cola would call for the IOC to delay the Chinese Olympics, to give a chance for them to be rebid or for China to stop its genocide against its own people. And you said that Coca-Cola quote, I think this is your exact words, quote, doesn't have a say, end quote. So can you tell me why Coca-Cola doesn't have a say in whether it sponsors the genocide Olympics next year, but it does have a say in how the state of Georgia runs its election laws?
Senator, what I stated was that we do not have a say in the selection of the host city, nor on whether an Olympics is postponed or relocated.
Great questioning by Senator Tom Cotton. Coca-Cola's CEO actually put out a statement blasting Georgia's voting rights law. And that came together from people debating, putting forth legislation, and voting. That's the democratic process in our constitutional republic. And yet, Coca-Cola blasted that. And now when there's actual genocide in China, they won't speak out. They won't do anything. And they continue to support the Beijing Olympics, continue to be a major sponsor of the Beijing Olympics. Where's the outrage from the left? Where's the calls for boycotts? Imagine a major nation that supported traditional marriage. The left would be in a meltdown. Now here's a nation that is practicing genocide and they don't speak out. They don't do anything. That's the radical left. Folks, that's our show for today. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Our next show will be Friday, usual time, and I can't wait to talk about the issues of that day, both on my channel and on Right Side Broadcasting. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.